Proclamation number 8746 of 6th of February, 1964. God's address to unsaved souls. To all of you who are still unredeemed, on earth or in the beyond, be told that only love can redeem you, and that you will always have to practice this love, but that you will also always be able to practice love. For even every good thought towards a fellow human being is already a work of love which will not remain without effect. And you are all surrounded by beings which need your help, no matter whether you still inhabit earth in the flesh or have already entered the spiritual kingdom. For only when the kingdom of light has accepted you do you unite with beings which do not need help themselves. But also this union will only take place because you need power in increased measure to be able to help against those who are in spiritual trouble. It is always love which rescues you from spiritual adversity yourselves. And when now loving intercession is made for you, you who are still unhappy, then you will feel this as a power current, and then you are therefore to use the power flowing towards you to be helpfully active, and you will suddenly feel the happiness yourselves, which a work of love prepares for you. Only love can redeem you out of darkness, and every loving thought of a man towards you, whom this man wants to help, will touch you beneficently and also release you out of the chains, which still hold you captive in darkness. Because alone you are still too powerless, and when help is offered to you in a kingdom on the other side, then you resist it, or you are so apathetic that you do not react to it, while a loving pleading call will flash before you like a spark of light, which you want to follow, and you now also feel the power to break away from the deep and to follow the light, and then you will also reach the exit of this light. And no matter whether you still hesitate, the blessing of light still determines you to remain there and to receive clear instructions, which are given to you on the part of messengers of light who are not recognizable to you. I address you who languish in wretchedness in the beyond and yet are not entirely abandoned because you are remembered in loving intercession. But you humans on earth can also accept these words of mine and likewise be grateful for the good thoughts you receive from your fellow human beings. Because everything what has love as reason has a beneficial effect on the soul. But in the hereafter the unredeemed beings are so powerless that therefore first so much power must be supplied to them that they no longer remain inactive themselves, and this supply of power can only bring about loving intercession, because the beings themselves can acquire no power as long as they are without love, and the love, which they lack, must therefore go out by way of representation from those who take care of such unhappy beings. Love is power in itself, and the beings on the other side, which still stay in darkness, can only get power turned towards them through a ray of love. They are certainly not forced through the influx of power, but still strangely touched, so that no soul rejects such power current, but willingly devotes itself to it. Therefore no soul can be lost, whom loving intercession follows into eternity. Only the souls are to be pitied, which have acquired so little love on earth that they leave no man behind, who remembers them in loving intercession. These souls are in greater trouble. For them darkness is impenetrable. They see no sparks of light and freeze more and more because they cannot find out without help and also have no power to change their wretched lot. And to think of them likewise in loving intercession, I want to put to the heart of all those who know about the power of love, who are already of awakened spirit and know all connections, who want to take part in the redemption of the souls, which without help never reach the height, It is the time before the end, and a new redemption epoch begins, which again lasts endless times. And it is truly a work of greatest love and mercy to rescue souls out of the deep, that they are not banished in you when the end of earth has come. Every loving thought, which is meant for these souls, has an effect, has power, and every conscious prayer for these souls will be of success. And when the loving will to help just causes that a soul again follows the light, then it is already rescued. Because as soon as it was once touched by the light and felt this as benefit, it will never again move away from there, where the light shines, and it will also show the way to other souls, because it now has the need to exchange about everything what it experiences. Because it now also receives instructions and passes these on, and then again a rescue work has succeeded, which draws wide circles, because no soul remains inactive, as soon as it receives power itself. So first through loving intercession, through good thoughts, and then through the fact that it is also allowed to receive my word, always according to its will, which now always turns more towards me and will also no longer let go of me. Believe that it is a great work of mercy and love to help such unhappy beings in their trouble, because inevitably the hour comes where again everything is banished in matter, what has not found the way up until then, and you, who want to be active redeeming, can contribute much to it to rescue those souls before it is too late. Therefore remember all who have departed from earth unbelievingly or without love, and give them the necessary power to be able to release themselves from the deep by you giving them much loving intercession, and by you putting all these souls to my heart, and I can now accept your love representing them and provide them with power. Which always only means, love for these beings. That they softened their hardened hearts and they themselves now also want to help, because they see much trouble around them as soon as once their eyes have seen the light. No prayer for such souls will be unsuccessful, only love is to drive you yourselves to it, then the souls will irrevocably receive strength and they will be saved. Amen.